Welcome to Sleep Tight Magic Academy. You are one of the lucky children from around the world hand-selected to learn magic through an innovative wizard training program founded by yours truly. I'm Dominique Proganoskis. Well, technically, my full wizard title is Grand Venerable Magnus Archmage Luminary Spectacularist First Class Dr. Dominique Proganoskis, Director of Sleep Tight Magic Academy. I know that's quite a mouthful, but most of it is just a bunch of fancy titles some dusty old wizards use to feel important. But why don't we start by simply untangling your tongue enough to pronounce my last name? Proganoskis. Pro-gi-na-skis. Say it with me once.
Proganoskis.
Did you hear those other voices? Those are your fellow students. Now, it may seem silly to put so much effort into learning to say a name, but by the time you reach the tongue-twisting spells of Session 3, you'll understand why learning to feel familiar with unfamiliar phrases is essential. Personally, I don't really care about all the fancy titles. I still see myself as a regular girl from Memphis, no different from you. Except, I've mastered the magical arts. But you'll get there soon enough. So just call me Dominique, deal? Enough about me. What should I call you? Oh, I forgot to mention. Anytime an instructor asks a question, you're welcome to answer out loud. Or merely think your responses, and we'll receive your thoughts telepathically. We are magic, after all. Try it now. Introduce yourself by saying your name and how old you are. Go ahead. I'm listening. Welcome. I speak for everyone at Sleep Tight Magic Academy when I say we are so glad you're here. And when I say here, I actually mean wherever you are right now. That's the beauty of this program. You get to learn magic from the comfort of your bed as you drift off to sleep. In just 10 restful sessions, you will master enough foundational magic skills to graduate from level 1 of our program. But I'm not your only guy. I'll slide to the side so you can meet your instructors of magical history and theory, Professor Emerald Fogwaters and Houtini.
Salutations, my prodigious prestidigitators. My name is Professor Emerald Fogwaters, and it is my duty and my joy to teach you about... Oh, of course. My apologies, Teeny. I nearly forgot to mention my pet owl. Rather, my sidekick. Assistant? Okay. My highly esteemed feathered colleague. Houtini, also known simply as Teeny. Teeny is an elf owl, a species which has the distinction of being the largest, I mean to say smallest, owl in the world. Of course, not all elf owls are magic, but Houtini was adopted by a family of actual elves who live in a hollow cactus in an unmapped Mexican desert, where they are revered as makers of some of the world's finest healing elixirs and other potions. Yes, also cookies. At any rate, this makes Teeny the world's only known elf owl. Teenie has been my friend and constant companion for, what is it now, 3,000 years? Only 7? Oh, I'm not very good at remembering dates. Yes, I know I teach magical history, but the dates never seem all that important. Speaking of which, I suppose it's time to dip our beaks into a brief lesson. But where to begin? Start at the beginning? Well, I suppose there is some merit in that. They say the practice of magic dates back even further than the beginning of time. Before there was anyone to even do magic, people were doing magic, somehow. No, that doesn't seem right. That's right! Magic started at the beginning of magic, which was a long time ago, at any rate. I remember when magic was black and white, before the invention of color. Or am I thinking of television? You're right. We can get into that later. The important thing is to know that magic once began, and now continues to be, with more than a few twists and turns between hither and thither. But before I leave you, I must tell you about the most important principle upon which Sleep Tight Magic Academy is founded. That's right, the magic spark. Each of you has a magic spark inside you, and it's the key to growing your magic abilities. Your magic spark is what makes you unique, what makes you, you. That's all from us for today. Let's welcome back Director Proganoskis. Until next time, sleep tight.
Are you ready, students? Let's find your magic spark. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath in. Now let it out slowly. Begin by thinking about someone who loves you. It could be family, friend, anyone you choose. Once you've chosen someone, picture their face. Imagine their smile. Think about how they make you feel. Picture that feeling as a colorful light. Pick your favorite color for that light. Imagine it as a single tiny point, no bigger than the head of a needle. This light is the first step towards your magic spark. Take another slow, deep breath in. And as you do, imagine that colorful light growing larger and brighter. Continue breathing slowly and deeply. With each breath, let the light grow a little larger, a little brighter. Hold on to this light. Keep it safe. It may fade at times, but it can never go out. Next, turn your thoughts inward, toward yourself. Think about something that makes you happy, whatever comes to mind. Next, think about one thing you like about yourself. It could be something you're good at, or something about the way you look, or an intangible quality like your sense of humor, your creativity, your kindness. We only require one thought, but it's okay to think of more. Notice how you feel right now. Imagine this feeling as another colorful pinpoint of light. Continue breathing slowly and deeply. With each breath, let the light grow a little larger, a little brighter. This second light is another step on the path to your magic spark. Hold on to it. Keep it safe. Now imagine both lights. One represents the love others have for you. The other represents what you love about yourself. Picture these two lights floating in front of you, slowly circling around each other, moving closer and closer to each other. As you breathe, the lights grow larger and brighter, closer and closer. Finally, the two lights merge into one big, beautiful, glowing orb of light. This is your magic spark. This spark is the core from which all of our magic will be built. So I leave you with your first bit of magic homework. What? You didn't think Magic Academy would have homework? Don't worry. It's quite simple. Tomorrow, as you go about your day, take note of anything that makes you happy and anyone who makes you feel loved. Remember these moments and let them feed your spark. I'll let my voice grow a little softer as the music grows a little louder. This magical music is designed to guide you to sleep and to help nurture the seeds of magic we have planted today. Hold on to your magic spark. It is with you always. Anytime you think of it, it will grow. So think of it now as you breathe slowly and deeply and drift off into a magic slumber. May your spark glow bright as I bid you good night. Sleep deep and sleep tight.